This is Day to Day from NPR News. Coming up, new books to keep you company this winter. First, though, city officials in Anaheim, California are going to seek a restraining order to stop their Major League Baseball team, that would be the Anaheim Angels, from changing their name to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. The team says LA in the name is going to help it appeal to a bigger audience, but the proposal has opened some old wounds in Orange County, which is where Anaheim is. NPR's Luke Burbank has the story.
For those wondering exactly how far Anaheim is from Los Angeles, here's one way to think about it. If you got in your car in downtown L.A. and headed south towards Anaheim in moderate traffic, you'd be able to listen to I Love L.A. by Randy Newman 13 and a half times before you got there. I love L.A. We love it! I love L.A. But the distance between the two cities isn't just geographical. It's also philosophical. Anaheim and its businesses have long struggled to get out from under LA's behemoth shadow, and their world champion Angels baseball team is a point of considerable pride. Maybe that's why the Angels had to post a special guard at their front desk after announcing their new team name would be the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Angels baseball? Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, yes, sir. Okay, this is in regard to a complaint about the name change, sir?
All day Tuesday, angry calls poured in. Many people wanted to talk to Angels owner Artie Moreno. He wasn't in, nor was his assistant, who picked a good day to call in sick. Across the street from Angels Stadium sits the Catch Sports Bar, a popular after-game hangout for the Angel fans and players. Parking attendant Garrett Vitale has a copy of Tuesday's Orange County Register spread out on the sidewalk.
How ridiculous is that? Huh? What can you say about it, dude? This is just, it's ridiculous, dude.
This is not an appeal to Los Angeles, the city. This is an appeal to Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles market.
Tim Mead is Angels team spokesman.
You know, as you travel up the freeways, you don't see a lot of differentiating, countryside. We flow into the Los Angeles County.
Mead says in order to keep signing those high-priced players, the team could either raise ticket prices or find more money from advertising. That's where the L.A. name change comes in.
They look and they say, well, Anaheim Angels, they're in Orange County. The numbers by the book say is the Orange County market's $3 million. Now that same person looks and says Los Angeles Angels. That's 16 and a half million people.
Not so fast, says Anaheim Mayor Kurt Pringle.
I think it's a slap in the face of Angel fans everywhere, not just Anaheim residents.
Pringle says that in 1996, when the city renegotiated its contract with then-owner the Walt Disney Company, Anaheim gave the team the revenues from parking, concessions, and advertising at the ballpark, plus paid $20 million towards its renovation.
And for that, the city got two things in its lease: a 33-year commitment that they'd play in Anaheim at this stadium, and secondly, that they'd change the name to include Anaheim. The intent at that time was very clear. Was to have Anaheim highlighted in the name.
The Angels say they are abiding by the contract. After all, the team will be called the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. The city disagrees and plans later this week to ask Orange County Superior Court for a temporary restraining order blocking the name change.
I think the name is confusing, but it's also silly. You know, we believe that legal obligation, though, doesn't allow for multiple locations within the name.
Not to mention the redundancy of the proposed name. Since Los Angeles means City of Angels in Spanish, the team's new name will essentially be the City of Angels Angels. Either way, the team has already started ordering new business cards and stationery. For Day to Day, I'm Luke Burbank in Los Angeles.